Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I can understand why some churches skip right over Lent and go to Easter. I can understand that quite well because no one goes to the wilderness willingly. No one says, I think I would enjoy being in trouble. I think it'll be wonderful when sorrow comes my way. No one goes to the wilderness willingly. And I have good news, neither did Jesus. Even Jesus did not go willingly to the wilderness. Now, for those of you who say, no, I disagree, well, I have some mental health professionals that you need to see. Even Jesus did not go to the wilderness willingly. He was willingly baptized. He identified himself with people. He was told that he was God's beloved son. And then what does it say? It says the Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness. We don't go willingly. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are trouble. They're the times in our lives that even if we're surrounded by a lot of people because of the particular things that are going on with us, we can feel very much alone. We don't like wilderness. In the wilderness, we have to make choices, and some of those choices are very difficult. Jesus was accompanied in the wilderness by good and by evil, and he had to make choices. And then when we get out of the wilderness, we have to figure out what it was all about. Now, most of us, decades after wilderness experiences, will say it was a good thing. But I don't know of anybody who's within a wilderness experience that says, this is good. So I want to talk to you about the times in our lives when we find ourselves in wilderness experiences. And the first thing we need to do is have an equipment of how we're going to go in there. What kind of an attitude are we going to have when we're not in the wilderness that will help us when we get there? And believe it or not, everyone will be in a wilderness at one point in your life or the other. And the first thing we have to know is what Jesus knew when he was driven into that wilderness. Right before he went into the wilderness, God spoke to him. And he said, you are my beloved child. I delight in you. We can face anything when we know that we are God's beloved child. God is not punishing us. God is not causing the pain. The pain is usually caused because life happens. And we have no idea why or the wherefores, and sometimes it's better if we don't know. But what we have to remember is that we are God's beloved child. He does not send us into that wilderness alone. We have all the resources of heaven. Now, while we're in the wilderness, we do have to make choices. We can choose to be angry. We can choose to be bitter. We can choose to be selfish, or we can choose to lean on Jesus and ask for his help and his guidance through. And then after the wilderness, what did Jesus do? Did he go out of the wilderness saying, I'm glad that's over. What a miserable time that was. No, he said, the good news has come. And he started to preach about God's gracious love and his kingdom. And after the wilderness experiences, we have the tremendous privilege of using those experiences, using those heartaches to heal someone else and to help someone else who's going through their wilderness experiences. I learned about this from a dear friend of mine, in my first church. Her name is Merle Montfort. When I met Merle, she was the very first person I met in the first church that I served. She was in her mid-50s, and as I got to know her, she shared her story with me. When she was a teenager, her mom died very suddenly and very tragically. Her mom had a massive heart attack and died. That was awful enough. But then a year to the day that her mother died, her father took his own life. And here she was, a teenager, without her parents. A few years later, she had met the love of her life. This was a man from Scotland, and talk about a long distance relationship. She lived in the US, he lived in Scotland. She'd go over there and spend time with him. He'd come over to the US and spend time with her, but they never wanted to leave their home countries, and they were quite happy with this arrangement, and she adored this man. And one day she received a call from his siblings saying he was gone. He had died. He was in his mid-40s. Talk about wilderness. Now, by the time I met her, she was one of the most positive, most sincere people I have ever met. I called her Miss Merle. If anyone was in trouble, Miss Merle knew. If anyone was in the hospital, they knew they were guaranteed two things. Not only would the pastor visit them, but close on the pastor's heels was Miss Merle. If anyone looked sad in church, they could guarantee that Miss Merle would be sitting next to them praying for them and talking to them. She knew everyone in that church by name. She knew every need that they had. And she was in constant prayer and contact. And if she didn't see you in church, she called because she knew that something had to be wrong, and she'd be praying for you over the phone. She had used that wilderness experience to heal. She had used that wilderness experience to join together with people who were hurting and she could take care of. She is now in her mid-80s. She's in a nursing home. I talked to her recently, and she could still name everybody in the church who had a need because she was on the phone talking to them and praying for them. She could name everyone who had a birthday. She could name everyone who had a loss. Whatever their situation was, Miss Merle still knows. She's my source of information in the Bronx. She is facing another wilderness experience because she has to leave the Bronx. They can no longer take care of her there. She has no family there. And she must now travel to Maryland, away from her church, away from all the people she's known for 70 or 80 years. And she said to me, there was one criteria. She said, I'm going to my cousins. They're going to take care of me. They're putting me in a nursing home there. She said, I wanted to know, can I get to church? Because I need to be in worship. Nobody wants to go to the wilderness, but we have a choice. The first thing we have to remember is whatever wilderness we're in, God is there with us, and he loves us as his beloved children. The second thing we need to know is in that wilderness, we can make choices that can heal others who are experiencing it. And the third thing we need to know is that when we're out of that wilderness, we're not to keep our stories to ourselves. Somebody else needs to know how you made it through the wilderness to minister. She doesn't have a seminary degree, but she's been through the wilderness and she's seen the other side. What will it be like the next time you're in the wilderness? Good and evil will follow us into that wilderness, and we have to make a choice. How will God use us when we're out on the other side of the wilderness? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the witness of so many people who have been through that wilderness and have come out the other side, knowing your grace and your strength and your peace. And I ask that we would be faithful to you. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you for Jesus' experience in the wilderness, so that we know we have a divine companion. We ask that you would be with us in this season, in Jesus' name. Hymn number 765.